You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody, this is Justin. Sometimes these episodes get put out way faster than I can keep up with, so here's 3 in 1. Enjoy.
Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm Rayanne, and today I'm going to be talking about Frightmare, aka The Horror Star, aka Body Snatchers, and I think we all kind of know why that last one didn't work out, but that's okay. This movie is released in 1983. The director is Norman Thaddeus Vane. There is a thunderstorm going on outside, apparently, so just ignore that. So our movie opens with a group of drama students who steal the body of a recently deceased horror actor who is obviously reminiscent of Vincent Price. They really didn't need to spell that one out. If you're a fan of the genre, you knew it. So in doing so, they ultimately end up being the victims of a black magic reanimated corpse who has superpowers and a vendetta to get them back. Which, I mean, do you really blame him? Because they stole his corpse, and that's messed up. So, I would like to note that this is Jeffrey Combs' first horror movie debut. And I love Jeffrey Combs. Jeffrey Combs is my queen. I just love him. So, it was really, really awesome to see him in this movie knowing this. Because you just kind of pay, like, closer attention to him. Because you want to see how he evolved from his first role to how he has evolved through Reanimator, through all of his films, Castle Freak, everything, like, I don't know what this is. So it was super cool to see that. My likes. There's a weird futuristic crypt that Conrad, the deceased horror star, is entombed, where they obviously had to break in, and as they break in, one of the screens on the wall was like, "Oh, hello, grave robbers, this is how you die. That door will be hermetically sealed, and we will pump some toxic poisonous gas in. You're gonna be screwed. You're gonna be dead in here with me, and I'll see you soon." I thought that was hilarious. And all the kids knowing that this was gonna happen, like, throughout the movie, there's another part where one of them gets drawn there, and it's like, "You're an idiot because you knew this was gonna happen." He pretty much spelled it out. If you're in here, you're going to be like me, and I'm dead. So that was interesting. Another like of mine is Conrad at the end of his life was, well, probably throughout most of his life, was pretty sassy and insane. So when he does get brought back and he's the killer, it is really believable because he's not this, like, sweet, gentle grandpa. Like he's killed people while he's alive. So it's not that far of a stretch. Another like is all the nods and references to horror movies up to that point, up till 1983, and as a huge horror fan, I really enjoyed seeing it all in the back of the shots. I liked seeing the Lucio Fulci zombie. That made me very happy. My dislikes. I understand that Conrad is a reanimated corpse that was brought back with magic, but does that really explain why he has telekinetic and telepathic powers? I don't know. I wasn't completely sold, and it was just strange, and he'd do this weird thing where he'd just pull back on his face really hard when he was magicking you. It was odd. Those tight shots of his face really made me think of The Wizard of Gore, the original, the best one. When they would just, like, zoom in super tight and you could just see his eyes and those crazy eyebrows. So that was, like, a nice nod. I hope maybe that was what it was for, but who knows? I picked up on that and I liked it. Another dislike of mine is how weirdly comfortable these kids are to steal and desecrate a corpse. Just because it's a famous person doesn't make it okay. Doesn't mean that you get to spend time with them after their time is up. And I thought that was kind of weird. And within the group of friends, they were all okay with it and all okay stealing this body. And then one of them has a change of heart. And she's like, I can't believe we're doing this. This is disgusting. She ends up calling the deceased actor's wife behind everyone's backs. Like, I know where your husband is. You need to come get him. So, that's a good thing that she had a change of heart, but still, you were on board with it. Whatever. So I do give this movie a 3 out of 5. It was a really good watch. It was very entertaining and very, very 80s, which I love. So 80s, so very 80s horror. That's my jam. Like, just love it. I did find this streaming on Amazon Prime, and it is available also in physical copy, Blu-ray, and DVD. I'm sure that it's probably available streaming on other platforms. I just didn't look too hard because a lot of people have Prime. If you don't have Prime, you should probably get Prime. Not sponsored. But have you guys seen this movie? What are your thoughts on it? Did you like it as much as I did? Did you find it really hokey? Let me know down below. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Don't forget to like the video if you did, and hit the bell for notifications of all of my uploads. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Twitter at Reanimator. And I hope you guys check out Frightmare and you love Vincent Price as much as I do, even if this is not a good depiction of him, actually. Just the film role part is Vincent Price. Vincent Price in real life was a sweetie pie. Like I knew him personally. I don't. But have a good one and check this movie out. Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm Ran, as usual. There's the horror cat, Mia, just kind of chilling there. I'm going to be talking about Dead Dudes in the House, as suggested by Johnny Coins. Thank you so much, sir. Unfortunately, this movie was suggested as a midweek movie review with The Groom, and upon watching the trailer, he kind of tapped out and was like, I'm not watching this. This is not going to happen. So I, of course, saw Troma pop up right in the trailer, and I'm 100% in. So the movie does open up with, it's in the 40s, and it's pretty much a girl sitting on the couch, an old woman pacing back and forth with a knife. Camera pans out, and there is a guy laying there, stabbed up. And then the record goes, and we hit to, like, 40 years later. 40 years later, there's two cars pulling up full of kids that are getting ready to remodel this old house, which we then kind of, you know, gather that's the same house, even though they didn't show the outside of the house in the first scene. But anyways, they're all there to redo this house. They all bitch about it for a minute and then go in. In the midst of remodeling the house, they discover said creepy old woman just hanging out, staring in a corner. They think that they get her to leave, and suddenly they can't open any doors, any windows. They are trapped inside. Mysteriously, one by one, these kids are just wandering around the house and then get picked off in very interesting ways. And I'll kind of leave it there. So, my likes with this movie. It's Troma. Troma has my heart. I love Troma. I felt like the gore seemed pretty good. I'll go into that in my dislikes. And, I mean, I guess it was shot decently. Now I'll go into my dislikes. I'm not fully sighted right now. And I had a really hard time following any of the action in the movie. I understand it's in a house that's dark, but everything was so dark and so grainy, which could just be the, you know, the film from the time. Maybe it wasn't restored in the version I saw. I had to infer movement. I had to infer what was happening based on what the characters were saying. I honestly don't know if this would be easier for a sighted person to see, because The Groom wouldn't watch it with me, and that's fine, but I feel like I would have enjoyed it more had it been clearer, or had, you know, they can do night shots that are, like, very visible, that aren't super grainy, and everything's the same shade of dark. It can be done, but I also understand this is a low-budget trauma movie. Another dislike of mine was the pacing. It seemed like there was a large amount of time between each kill, which made it feel kind of tedious. And then when it would get to the kill again, because I couldn't see it clearly, I felt like unsatisfied. Like, oh, okay. Another dislike, they don't really go into, like, obviously people are dying and then they're coming back because there's dead dudes in the house. But they don't really explain why, ever, or what certain motivations were. Like, the woman killing that man in the first scene, really, other than her being kind of batshit, why is she doing it? Why is she back again? It's, I don't know, it left a lot to be desired, I suppose. So, I found this movie on Amazon Prime Video. I will put in the description box down below the director, the release year, where else you can find it. I give this, like, I don't know, a 1.5 to 2 out of 5, just because I think I'd give it the 2 if I could actually see it. I do plan on watching this after my eye surgery again, just to see if I can differentiate a lot more in the scenes, having full sight, or if it's, like, honestly, the way I can see things right now, it's like looking through wax paper. So it's hard. If it's up close, if it's farther away, it's better because this eye still works pretty well. But it was frustrating. So there you go. I mean, check it out. Give it a shot. Why not? If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Like the video, leave a comment with your thoughts. Have you seen this movie? What are your thoughts on trauma movies in general? Because I freaking love them. I just, they have that feel to them that you're like, oh, this is trauma. Home. So good. Like the video, I said already, hit the bell for all notifications of my further uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and Instagram and Twitter at Reanimator. And I guess check your house to make sure there's no dead dudes. Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I just finished watching You Can't Kill Stephen King. The movie started out with a group of 6 friends who were on a trip to Maine to a lake house that the 2 characters, their brother and sister, inherited from their grandparents. And it just so happens that Stephen King also lives in a house that you can view from this lake. So that entices one of the characters specifically. That's the only reason he wants to come, other than trying to creep on and be pervy with another chick there, which is really icky. But they come into the town and they're at a local diner that is not the friendliest place in the world, especially if you have children. And then they proceed to start asking, you know, we heard Stephen King lives around here. Could you let us know where his house is? And they first get told that he does not live there any longer. And then leaving said diner, they go to rent a boat to get to the lake house, and they are told there that he's not really looking for any visitors, anything like that. So then, you know, starts to get the wheels turning, like, oh, he does live here, so there is a chance. So our movie gets very interesting when one of the friends fails to show up at the lake house, and then they discover what happens to him. Then suddenly weird things are happening in the house, and they're very Stephen King themed. I'll leave it there, not to give any spoilers away. So what did I like about this movie? I liked the themes in it. Obviously a lot of the references the casual Stephen King fan would get. I especially liked the dream sequence, which had huge hints of The Shining and It. One of my favorite scenes from It, which is the ridiculous scene. You'll watch it and you'll see it, and then you'll giggle a little bit. I mean, I know it's a horror comedy. I feel like it was also, you know, kind of a spoof movie, so I got into that. I'll go into my dislikes. So, there's a lot of time in this that we really didn't need. There's a lot of shots that we really didn't need over and over again. with them in the water and, like, you know, I don't know what it's called when they're on the board, water surfing, whatever. I'm out of touch, guys. Been in my house a very long time. I feel like we just didn't need that filler, and it just, like, that part of the movie felt like cheesy 90s slasher movie to me, which is not my favorite genre. It just isn't. I don't know. I feel like that whole chunk could have been taken out of there. There was a lot of time between the first kill and the next kill that it seems like an eternity, which I really wasn't into because, again, I had a hard time paying attention. It is what it is. Some of the running jokes were pretty gross. Like, the one guy kept masturbating and then sniffing his hand really weirdly. And there was a funny part about that. Like, you just see him doing it by himself. And then, like, the last time he does it, the guy's like, dude, stop that. And he's like, oh, okay. Which was funny. I guess that was all right. Some of the gore really was lackluster. I think there's, like, maybe 3 on-screen kills, but we only really get gore out of one of them, and it was pretty weak. I don't know. I felt like the guy... This is gonna sound so bitchy, but the guy dying, like, it wasn't believable. It was a bit too dramatic for me, which... I don't know. Also, it's supposed to be a spoof movie, comedy, horror, so perhaps that was intended to be kind of hokey. Watch the movie. Draw your own conclusions. I gave this a 2 out of 5. I would recommend it if you're a Stephen King fan, if you really enjoy his films and his books. You're going to have a good time. You're going to find, like, you know, a kindred feeling in the movie in what the director was trying to do. Just because, you know, a lot of the references... Like, there's some that the casual viewer is going to get, but then there's some that, like, someone that's really into Stephen King is going to appreciate. So, that's a bonus. I will put the director information, the release date, all of that stuff down below. I did watch this on Amazon Prime. I don't recall if it was on Shudder. It was just in my recommended movie list. So, give it a watch. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Don't forget to like the video. Leave a comment with your thoughts. Have you seen this movie? In general, what are your feelings on this type of movie? What are your feelings on Stephen King? Leave them down below. Don't forget to hit the bell for all notifications of my future uploads and live streams. You can also find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews and on Twitter and Instagram at Reanimator. And I guess we all float down here or something. Take care, guys. Ha 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 ha